And you underwent a kidney transplant last year.
Yes, August 17th, last summer, yes.
How come?
My kidneys failed on me, but I always had kidney issues when I was younger. But when you're young, who cares, right? I'll keep living, and what's kidneys all about? Until they gotten worse in my older age, so they were starting to get really bad at 50 years old. So I had a no choice but really to find myself a live kidney donor, or I'd have to be on dialysis for a long time. Yeah.
And dialysis is not the best thing.
I mean, it's okay, but when you're on dialysis for 3 times a week for 4 hours a day, it kills you. You go home, you're dead for a day.
Yeah, it keeps you
Yeah.
alive, but it kills you. I
It's
like that.
you don't have a choice. Your kidneys are not functioning anymore, so you don't have a choice to get that done. But you also have a choice to have a new life and to find myself a new kidney, definitely.
So, how are you doing now?
I'm doing great. Well, there's different medicine, rejection medicine had to be changed, but I'm doing fantastic. I don't lift, push, or lift, push, whatever. I do my dusting housework here, but no vacuuming, no heavy stuff. I could walk, I could drive. I'm doing great. This is like a new body for me.
That's great.
Definitely a new life, a new body.
And you got 12 hours a week back and you're not feeling dead.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
3 days a week at the hospital, 4 hours a day. It was a killer.
Okay.
And I was a person that was very sporty, golfer and whatever, and I could golf in between the dialysis, but it was too hard for me. So, it cut down a lot. And I said to myself, I'm too young to be on this, and I'm strong enough to get a new kidney.
Can I ask how old you are now?
I'm 60 years old right now.
Okay, that's
Yeah.
young. So
I
are you going to
just turned 60 in October.
be? Okay.
I came back home October 6th, and October 7th was my 60th birthday, so it was the best miracle gift I ever had.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, so you were in the hospital that long from
I
August
was
until
in a
October?
hospital for 7 days, and but I stayed in a suite down there. I had a suite, and I stayed there for 53 days total.
Where was this?
Pardon me?
It was this Toronto, Ottawa, where?
Toronto.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you going to be able to golf again?
I hope one day that takes a it might take a few years, to be like perfect, hoping that my miracle kidney keeps me going long, and you never know. I mean, it's just a cure, right? So, but like a kidney can last 3, 4 years, 10 years, 15, it could last a lifetime, So yeah, maybe one day I would try it again, yes, but not at the moment.
Well, it's kind of snowy out there anyway. You'd have to
Yeah,
use
it's
the.
gonna be 7 months for me this month on the
Ah,
17th.
that's great. Okay.
Yeah.
What do you know about your donor or the kidney that they gave you?
My donor is a complete stranger. When we started to search, because I was not well, right? I was not on dialysis then. 3 years ago, me, thank God for my best friend here and my assistant, and we had got a phone just to advertise. But you have to advertise a lot, okay? I was even on a billboard in Schumacher, all the school boards and whatever, to get a live kidney donor, So actually, my first donor was before my dialysis. It was a young lad, 33 years old, and we were a perfect match. So, like, we were so happy. It was like, what? how many months, and I wasn't even on dialysis. And at the end of everything, that was, he was all positive, we're ready, I'm gonna get my kidney. He had to back off because of family issue. So it was a real heartbroken thing for me, because I would have been happy having a kidney before my dialysis.
Yeah, for sure.
But so, my donor, she was, it's a her, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to declare it. It's a her, and she's a complete stranger. And she gave a call to Anne-Marie because she seen it on the billboard. And so she wanted the information for to what to do about all the tests she has to take to be a perfect match for me. And she did all the tests from Toronto. She used to text Anne-Marie and let her know that every test that she passed, everything went well. And she was a definite match. So I got lucky. That was like almost, half a year after, because I was on dialysis, I'd say, for almost a year and a half only. But I did advertise stickers on the cars, everywhere. I mean, at the beginning, even letting my family know, I had family that had the same type of blood as me. But, you know, you can't say, I want your kidney, you know. They have to come up on their own.
Yeah. Where did your donor see the billboard? Is she local, or did she see?
She seen the billboard in Schumacher.
Oh, she did. Okay, so.
Tell them about John's Neon Sign.
It's from John's Neon Sign. And they put it up there a good 3 months. And they gave me the advertisement. They never charged me anything. That was super good.
Yeah.
Super great.
Yeah.
And I also got stickers made from them. That, well, I had to pay a bit of money for it, but I got a good discount. And I also got stickers made at Minuteman, and it was great. Yeah.
Okay.
I had a lot of help. I worked for the District School Board, Ontario Northeast. And where I was working, I was a custodian. So I was talking to the principal at Ross Beattie. And it took about a month for to have a meeting with the district school board to be able to advertise all the principals, all the schools, all the teachers to show that I need a kidney. Yeah.
So World Kidney Day is coming up. Were you even aware of World Kidney Day before you had your transplant?
I think at one time I went to the city hall, yeah? Mm-hmm. It was Kidney Foundation Day. That's when I was really sick, mm-hmm. I wasn't searching for a kidney or anything, but I had support from all my family. They all came to the city hall, and I was talking to a few of the ladies there in charge of the kidney something. So, but I was also chosen from Lorna Green at the hospital if I wanted to be one of the ambassadors for Timmins for Kidney Foundation to. Like if somebody needs information about how it went, or, you know, a family or a group of people, it would be great. It would be okay for me to speak up in front of a group.
Yeah. Okay. So I want to know what you would say to two different groups of people. First of all, people who need a transplant and have kidney problems. What do you have a message for them? Or how about, okay, let's start with the potential donors. What would you say to people walking around? You know, I have a donor card in my in my wallet on my driver's license, but that's only once I'm dead. What do you have to say to people walking around with two healthy kidneys?
To get a healthy kidney?
No, people who have two healthy kidneys who might be potential donors.
What would you say to somebody to get them to consider doing it? They're healthy?
Yeah, they have to be healthy, for sure.
Just probably basically something, like people don't realize that they only need one kidney, that their kidneys don't work any more than about 60%.
Yeah.
Okay, Good.
So eat that so that he has that for you.
Yeah, good. So yeah, so the importance of testing to see if you can give, especially if you hear someone who needs a kidney, that's important, right?
Yes, it's very important.
Blood type.
Okay.
I fought to get and searched and advertised to get a life kidney because I needed one. Dialysis wasn't for me, and I was not well on it.
Yeah.
So, yes, it's a she is a miracle for me to give me a new life.
For sure.
It's not an easy thing, but the donor, it's a simpler operation, and mind you, they're off work, I think, for about a couple of weeks or to a month. And they're back to their new task, and then it's as if nothing happened, For the recipient, it's a little bit different. I mean, you go through different stages, and your body is like twisted around, like you don't know. It's almost like one night you're sick, and a couple hours after, it's like your body's changing around, The carcass, everything is moving because the kidney is located in the front of your body. Yeah,
Okay.
so that's a different location.
Yeah, and I guess the other thing too is the doctor says you need a new kidney. You can't just walk, go to Shoppers and say, okay, I need a kidney. Right? It's not an instant thing. It takes a
No, it's not
while. So if more
the same
people
thing.
were being tested, maybe that would reduce too, right?
Yeah,
Okay.
I mean, I thought to get like I was very sick before I could have got my kidney April 13th because of COVID. They backed off the operation, but I mean, I was very sick in between all that. But my donor was so phenomenal and waited. I had a live kidney and I was sick, too sick to get the transplant until I got really good. The Toronto nephrologist called me and says, "Yes, Lisa, you're ready to get it. Come on down." Yeah.
Okay.
But it's just, I had a hard time there. But otherwise, I fought through to get it. Yes, I did.
Okay.